Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Sunday the 7th of February. Sun is in Aquarius, ruled by Uranus, and the planets are talking about...
The point being...
There's a point, uh-oh. Planets.
Assorted lunars.
And...
A proposed alternative might necessitate a chunky structural reconfiguration. Relocation, reallocation of shares, revision of personnel needs, refinancing. However, once you realize that the freedom provided by the proposed alternative is totally worth the price of admission, it's only a hop, skip, and a jump to rolling up your sleeves and putting a call into the, for example, movers, fancy accountant, HR, your banker. Also, as a general policy, do the best to let the myriad and in many instances unfeasible requests of others roll off your back without feeling compelled to respond and attempt to make life easier for the askers. This should leave more time for the management of your own affairs, plus keep you away from try as you might impossible to please accommodate or satisfy everybody mode. And last but so not least, should the situation warrant, and you will know because of the relentless sleeve tugging, consider making minor adjustments to the official game plan, schedule, agenda, or timetable. This isn't a concession, but rather an acknowledgement of certain practicalities that have recently emerged and apparently have no plan of relinquishing their status as factors in the future of the project or enterprise.
Okay. Signs particularly affected by assorted lunars.
Aquarius, Taurus, Cancer.
And if one's birthday, 7th of February.
Listen to your inner voice concerning that which would be just the ticket or too good to be true. Then, rather than using your fine mind to drown out the info with reasoned, logical, compelling arguments about why it couldn't possibly work or be made to happen now, although maybe in 5 or perhaps even 10 years, turn that very same fine mind to the possibility of accelerating your timetable.
Ooh, fun. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.